I want to share something with you. I think you'll recognize the speaker when I give the history. Why I won't be voting in 1956. Since I was 21 in 1889, I have in theory followed the voting plan strongly advocated by Sidney Lanez in The Nation of August 4th, voting for a third party even when its chances were hopeless if the main parties were unsatisfactory. I'm going to skip down. I was disenfranchised by law or administration. In the North, I lived all 32 years covering eight presidential elections. In 1912, I wanted to support Theodore Roosevelt, but his Bull Moose Convention dodged the Negro problem, and I tried to help elect Wilson as a liberal Southerner. Under Wilson came the worst attempt at Jim Crow legislation and discrimination in civil service that we had ever experienced since the Civil War. Skipping again, neither Hoover nor Smith wanted the Negro vote, and both publicly insulted us. I voted for Norman Thomas. In 1956, I shall not go to the polls. I have not registered. I believe that democracy has so far disappeared in the United States that no two evils exist. There is but one evil party with two names, and it will be elected despite all I can do or say. There is no third party on the presidential ballot in a few states, 17 in 1952. A socialist party will appear. Few will hear its appeal because it will have almost no opportunity to take part in the campaign and explain its platform. If a voter organizes or advocates a real third party movement, he may be accused of seeking to overthrow this government by force and violence. Anything he advocates by way of significant reform will be called communist and will of necessity be communist in the sense that it must advocate such things as government ownership of the means of production, government and business, the limitation of private property, social medicine, government housing, and federal aid to administration. To skip again. The other party has surrendered all party differences in foreign affairs. Skipping again. What has the administration done to rescue Negro workers, the most impoverished group in the nation, half of whom receive less than half the median wage of the nation, while the nation sends billions abroad to protect oil investments and help employ slave labor? I'm going to conclude. Is the answer the election of 1956? I will be
Thank
no
you.
party to it, and that will make little difference. You will take part largely and bravely, march to the polls, and that will also make no difference. Yet there is still nothing to replace real democracy. Drop the chains that bind our brains. And in conclusion, Du Bois says, there is no democracy in America. It is not possible. And that is why he said, I will not vote ever again in an American election because he said there is no democracy in America. So although we are taking this position, we are not new. There were those who understood this long before we did. It's time to pick up that gauntlet and take that metaphysical imperialism out of our hearts and our minds and see truth for what it really is. And this was called Why I Won't Be Voting in 1956 by Du Bois. Thank you.
Thank
Those
you.
who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it.